Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Beverly Black presents, and I am she, yes, that is me, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, live on Tribe Family Channel. This is co-hosted by yours truly. It is produced by Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, Mrs. Gwen Nix James, and you are invited to tune in. You can give us a call at 347-539-5285, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by Beverly Black. All rights reserved. Now, I am so excited excited because we have a special guest. You know, this is some East Coast flavor. I heard everybody loves them all up and down the coast. I'm over here in California, and you guess what? I love them too. And that's none other than Black Ivory. They are an R&B group from Harlem, which had a number of hits in the 70s, including Don't Turn Around, You and I, which featured Larry Blackmon from Cameo on the drums, I'll Find a Way, The Loneliest Man in Town, Spinning Around, and What Goes Around Comes Around. Now, I heard What Goes Around Comes Around in that opening song with none other than Mr. Marshall Thompson on vocals. And so, without further ado, the man of the hour will be arriving right after this special introduction.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
And ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, Marshall Thompson. What's happening, Godfather?
What's going on? You got a great show tonight, I see.
Well, you know, you got a great producer, I see. So we're going to get this show rolling. Let's get her on. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights. I have with me Marshall Thompson. We are proud and so honored to bring on our producer, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. What's happening, Queen?
Not a thing, not a thing. Just waiting for this show. I've been looking forward to it.
Right.
Got my friends on tonight. Hey, MT, how's my brother?
Hey, how you doing? All right.
I'm good. I'm good.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it, too. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And when I talked to, I saw Stuart in Philadelphia and said, we need you on the show. He said, we're ready. So here they are.
Right. Right.
And that was... I told him I can't wait.
Well, we can't wait.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Right. That's right. Well, listen, let me go ahead and get these gentlemen on for you. The group features songwriter and prolific disco producer Leroy Burgess, Stuart Bascombe, and Russell Patterson. They were managed by Patrick Adams, an executive at the Today Perception Record Company. Burgess was the lead voice of the majority of their hits in the early 70s, and they are all three right here with us to tell us the whole story. Welcome Leroy, Stuart, and Russell to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
Thank you.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, lovely.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Marshall.
Yeah, there, brother Stuart. Finally,
I'm all right.
Marshall,
how are you?
Radio. Finally got you on national radio, buddy.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Thank you very much for the invite. You know, as Daisy was mentioning, we saw each other in Philadelphia at the Mann Center a couple of weeks ago. The Shylights performed, and you guys were really great, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
it. It was a good show.
It was a pleasure seeing you all. Pleasure seeing you all at the concert.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Right on. We can go way back, man. So many years, I don't know where to start off with you all.
Well, start from the beginning. Start from the beginning, Godfather. Who is Black Ivory to you?
Well, Black Ivory is a super group, number one. Many, many years. We go way back at the Apollo Theater together. Okay? Had a great group that used to come on and do their thing. And two of the nicest looking guys that the girls used to go this crazy over coming out. The Squirrel of the Satellites and Stuart. They was like twins out there. And I was scared for them to go out the back door at the Apollo because Stuart go to the right, Squirrel go to the left, and then all the crowd goes with them two guys. I used to tell everybody, what about me?
What about me?
Stuart got everybody, and Squirrel got the other hand.
We were clearing the way for you to get to the limousine.
Yeah, I had to remember, it was crazy back in them days. Man, just to think, man, though, it's a blessing that God still have us here to talk about this. You know how many, it's been years, man. You're talking about over 40 years ago.
Yeah. Years and a lot of good times. Actually, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary together this year.
I know, and I've been with you just about all that
happy
time.
Anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been with you just about all that time.
I know.
Right on.
As a matter of fact,
we had a great group at the Apollo Theater coming on stage. I used to love to see them. I used to sit at the balcony backstage for our concert before we even go down or whatever, and we just watch each other. Stuart and them watched us, we watched them, you know, and we had some just great times at the Apollo Theater together.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Shy Lights were very influential to us in the beginning when we very first got together with the group called the Mellow Souls. They used to practice to your songs, the early songs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What I wish for, good God Almighty. Where you dig that one up at, boy?
Well, now take us back
great.
To the beginning.
It was a great
take
song.
Take us back to the
beginning.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One of the songs that I love so much, Gene Record's amazing voice was just inspirational all the way through my early history. I used to listen to you guys, and it started with What Do I Wish For? It started with that song.
What
That's
I Wish For?
Started it for me.
Wow. That record, that was number one in Kansas City. Number one in Kansas City. Never forget
right.
it. We couldn't go to Kansas City, Missouri without singing What I Wish For. You know, Gene, at that time, Gene's voice was so high, I thought he was going to have a headache every time he sang. I didn't know what I wish for. I always had a box of aspirins with me all the time. I said, when he's singing What I Wish For, he going to wish he had an aspirin.
Well, now listen, let's take it back to the beginning. Let's take it back to the beginning because, see, he mentioned the mellow tones now, so that precedes Black Ivory. So take us back to where you all are from, how'd you form, tell us about the mellow tones, and then how it came to be Black Ivory, and then through Harlem. Walk us back down memory lane. Who wants to go first?
Well, you go ahead, Leroy, since you actually were in the group first, any of us.
Back in...
Who's speaking?
Back in olden time. This is Leroy Burgess.
That's Leroy.
Hi, Mark. Everybody, hi, ladies. So good to be here. So good to be talking with you. Going all the way back, we began with a meeting that I had with a gentleman named Larry Newkirk, and we were youth counselors at a daycare, well, not daycare, summer youth program. And Larry and I became close friends. And one day we were singing on the basketball court. I think we were singing "Here I Go Again" by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And that's how we got a chance to hear each other. Right after that, Larry invited me to his group, to meet his group, which was called the Mellow Souls. It was comprised of Larry Newkirk, Furlan Ramirez, Michael Harris, and I immediately joined. They welcomed me in. And I think a week later, Stuart, if I'm not mistaken, Stuart Bascom, who also lived in Larry's building complex of Esplanade Gardens in Harlem, he was invited into the group, and Stuart was a wonderful, excellent singer as well. So it started with the five of us, five members. And Stuart, you take it from there.
Yeah, this is Stuart Bascom, and like Leroy said, that Larry Newkirk and I, we lived in the same building development in Harlem, a place called Esplanade Gardens. And Esplanade Gardens has a pool outside that's open during the summer. And both Larry and I both used to go swimming every day, stay in the pool from opening to closing, basically. And one day Larry was leaving early. And so I asked him, I said, "Well, man, why are you leaving so early? Why are you going?" He said, "Well, I'm going to a rehearsal." I said, "Rehearsal? Rehearsal for what?" He says, "Yeah, I have a singing group." And ever since I was in grammar school, actually, ever since I was seven, I had really wanted to get involved in singing professionally, and had tried to get a group together myself, but never seemed to be able to get more than two people together, you know, to do it. So so I asked Larry if I could, you know, if I could go along to his rehearsal, you know, just come and check it out, see what was happening. And went up there, and I met Froylan, Vito Ramirez, Michael Harris, and Leroy Burgess, and they invited me to join in with their practice, you know. And so we sang together, and they invited me into the group. Shortly after that, Larry's sister had a friend who was a musician with a band called the Sparks, and she spoke about us to him, and he was supposed to come to our rehearsal one day, and his name was Patrick Adams. He wasn't able to come to the rehearsal that day, but we sang for him over the phone, and he liked the way we sounded, and he decided to work with us. And after that, he started practicing with us at a school called PS92 on 134th Street in Harlem between 7th and 8th Avenue. And we would go there on Saturday afternoons, and we would all stand around the piano, and we would practice some of the popular songs that were out. And after a while, Patrick started teaching us some of his original compositions. And he partnered with a record store owner there by the name of Al Avant. And they took us into they took us into the studio, and we recorded a song called "Let Them Keep On Talking" that was written by Patrick Adams and Sophelia Carlisle. And the second song called "Call On Me, Sweet Baby." So that was our very first experience in the studio. We took that song around, tried to get a deal. We never recorded that for release, but that song, "Let Them Keep On Talking," was later released by a group called Top Shelf.
In the meantime, this is Leroy again.
Hold that thought, sir. Let me get Mr. Russell Patterson in, and then we'll come back around to the top. Is that all right?
That's fine with me.
All right, Mr. Russell Patterson, come on into the fold and give us some background.
Well, actually, they hadn't gotten up to when I joined the group. They got those guys.
Okay, well, we'll put you back on pause and go back to Leroy.
Yeah,
see how fast
on pause, go back to Leroy. Yeah.
Come on, Leroy. Y'all know what y'all doing.
Always a method to the madness.
Leroy already knew. Go ahead, sir. I ain't gonna cut in no more.
Okay, so Patrick also had a friendship with the producer and manager of Kool & the Gang, Gene Red. Rest in peace.
Gene Red Jr.
Gene Red Jr. And they came up with a great brainstorm of at that time, Kool & the Gang was an all-instrumental group. I know, Marshall, you remember that, when only did instrumentals. So Patrick and Gene Red came up with the wonderful idea of introducing the group to the public by allowing us to join Kool & the Gang on stage and sing a couple of songs with them. And I remember the two songs being Everybody is a Star by Sly and the Family Stone and Love on a Two-Way Street by the wonderful Moments, who became Ray Goodman and Brian later on.
Who we were just with in New York last month, but gone.
So this gave us our first glimpse of what being on, you know, some major stages and at a major show was like prior to our first release, which was still a couple of years away. But it was a good opportunity for us to get our toes wet in terms of actually finding out what being on stage was like. And we learned a great deal from them and from doing several shows with Kool & the Gang at some wonderful theaters, RKO Albee, the RKO Alden, and a lot of shows with Teddy Powell.
Yeah, the RKO Proctor in Newark also.
The RKO Proctor, yes, of course, to it, the RKO Proctor. Now, at the time, Michael Harris was the first to step away from the group. He decided that he wanted to continue his higher education, go to college and stuff like that. So at that time, we changed from a quintet to a quartet, still going by the name of the Mellow Souls. And we performed for about a year or so when Larry Newkirk and Vito Ramirez decided to, they wanted to pursue higher education as well.
Yeah.
That kind
well,
of
actually,
left.
We hate to cut you off, Leroy, yeah. But we actually had done the name change before we had even started performing with Kool & the Gang, because when we very first started performing live, we had changed our name to Black Ivory when we did the show at Roosevelt High School.
Tell them the story of how Black Ivory became our name.
All right, so sometime before, right shortly after Michael Harris stepped away, Patrick Adams called me up on the phone and he said, you know, the Mellow Souls isn't the best name for you guys to use. I think we need to come up with a new name. So Patrick and I sat on the phone, each of us like with a dictionary in our hands. And during that time, a lot of the rock groups were pairing adjectives with nouns and come up with their names like the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Jefferson Airplane, things like that. So we just started putting words together and Patrick said Black Ivory, you know, and as soon as he said it, man, it immediately rang a bell with me and we decided to stay with that. That was a really great.
Remember
really
you guys
great,
called me up and y'all said, what do I think of Black Ivory? And it just rang true. It rang a bell. The instant that I heard it, it sounded really great. At that time, it was, just at the tail end of civil rights movement. Black empowerment was something that was happening. And I love the fact that Black was in the name of the group. Because we were kind of a couple of dark-skinned guys and a couple of light-skinned guys, the whole Black Ivory thing also seemed to work as a visual concept in my head. And so it seemed like a perfect name for the group at the time.
There was a little bit of a hesitation or a little bit of trepidation
Oh, no, there was a lot of good lists. I remember there was a lot
you know,
of good
lists. Yeah, I mean, we loved
but
the
now,
name, but we also didn't know whether it was going to turn off the industry heads, you know, to have something that was like Black Ivory. So, but we really believed in the name and believed in the concept. And we were a little on the militant side ourselves anyway, so we really didn't care.
Yeah, we were a little.
And we went with it.
Well, let me throw a question in there because I heard you mention Roosevelt High School. You mentioned the talent show. So take us to the talent show. You know, we're always enamored when Marshall talks about the talent shows and how the Jackson Five, you know, he watched them win talent shows. And, you know, it seems that music started either on the corner with the doo-wop or at the school house with the talent shows, you know, like you brothers hearing each other sing and, you know, in the same vicinity and then taking it from there and adding on and then growing into a five member group. So take us to Roosevelt High School.
Well,
Roosevelt High School show was the second show that we ever performed.
The second show too?
Yeah, it was the second show. We had done one show prior to that at a place called the International House. It was a private party.
Wait, it was a private party.
And we had...
Wait, he's there's a discrepancy. Is that Stuart saying, wait?
No.
No, I said that.
I said that's correct. That's actually, I forgot about
it. Right. So we had, for a few months before that, we had started rehearsing with a band called the Soul Surveyors, a group of great musicians. Most of them came out of the St. Nicholas Projects in Harlem. And they were friends with Patrick. Patrick himself had, you know, it came from the St. Nicholas Projects. So, and a lot of talent has come out of St. Nicholas Projects in Harlem. Teddy Riley was from out of there also. But we had started rehearsing a live show with the band. And basically we were really just doing two songs up to that point. We would come on stage with the group for Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by Sly and the Family Stone. We would go into Everybody's a Star, and then we would do Love on a Two-Way Street. And Love on a Two-Way Street was one of the things that really helped to cement our signature sound because Leroy Burgess, who had a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous falsetto and was the best singer in the group, did the lead on that. So the first show we did was probably a little test run, I guess. We did a private party at a place called the International House. And then Patrick hooked us up to take part in a talent show at Roosevelt High School in the Bronx. It was
now, what year are we talking?
Roosevelt High School was probably 1969.
Yeah,
I think that was probably 1969, probably 69 or 70. It might have been 70 because Love on a Two-Way.
Right.
I mean, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself came out in December of 1969, so it had to be like the spring of 1970. We did the show and we won, and while we were doing the show, the girls were going crazy. I mean, you know. Here we were, some young guys. We were all like 16 years old. We were coming off of the heels of the popularity of the Jackson Five. So when a group of four young men got up there on stage and started singing and sounding good, the girls just went wild. And after the show, we kind of got mobbed by the girls too. So it was really, really a great experience.
Yeah, that's what Marshall was telling us. Tell us what you said, Marshall, about them getting chased down.
They were chased down. I mean, everybody, they took all the girls. The girls were going to the left to the right. They didn't know which way to go. Yeah. They had a great group. Great group.
So after that, we spent the summer doing block parties in Harlem. And then we got hooked up with Gene Red and Kool & the Gang, and we did a number of shows with Kool & the Gang, where we would open the show for them. doing the same two songs, same three things, you know, the coming on with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, then Everybody is a Star, and then doing Love on a Two-Way Street. And let me tell you, the time that we did the show at the RKO Albee in Brooklyn was really another crazy mob experience, because when
that
we
was
left
the run for your life.
It was a short walk from the backstage door to the limousine that we were in, but just trying to get from the backstage door to the limousine, I practically got dragged down the street, you know, when they were pulling my clothes and grabbing us and everything. So it was,
if I remember correctly, they got to the limousine.
Y'all sound like y'all missed all that.
Well,
that was a great experience.
He said grabbing your clothes and trying to take a piece of your home. Y'all miss, can you imagine?
What they wanted.
You can't even get 5 feet.
I don't think they knew what they wanted. You know, I don't know. But it was just excitement. It was just excitement.
Fast forward. It sounds exciting. I want to get Russell Patterson in here now,
yeah,
but I don't want to miss too much. Y'all almost there?
Right. Russell comes in right after this.
Good. Well, this is juicy. Don't shorten anything.
This,
we ain't pressed for time.
We're right up to that point.
As I said, Larry and Vito decided to step away to pursue their higher education, basically leaving Stuart and myself as a duet. But Larry's brother Todd Newkirk was developing a group that was kind of following our group, and they called themselves Shades of Mellow Soul. And the most noteworthy singer in their group was a gentleman named Russell Patterson. And so myself and Stuart approached Russell and informed
him. Wait, y'all shopped him out of Shades of Soul? Y'all approached him from the group?
Out of Shades of Mellow Soul. We kind of...
You know you ain't supposed to be shopping up out of another company.
If I can finally chime in.
Yeah, that's when we
come on up
real.
In here, Mr. Patterson. Put some respect
yeah,
in it. His name is Russell, Patterson, if you hear me.
If I can finally put my two cents in after this half an hour of chatter. yeah, that was what Leroy failed to mention was I was recruited for the Shades of the Mellow Souls. That was the name of that group, by a friend of mine who lived in my building. I didn't live in the complex or in the valley. See, they lived in the valley. I lived on Sugar Hill in Harlem. So a friend of mine lived in my building. He said, oh, there's a group down in the valley that's, you know, looking for some singers and you want to go? And I'm like, okay, yeah. So when I got there, the guy that I was friends with introduced me to Todd Newkirk, Larry's brother, and two other guys who were in the group. And, you know, they like my voice. I auditioned, they like my voice. Then here comes Leroy walking into our rehearsal. And they introduced me to Leroy as their manager. See, he left that part out, that he didn't really recruit me from them. He was my manager, my first manager.
Yeah, at 17.
All right.
Like, it's somebody. I did forget that, and it's probably for the best that I did.
yeah, I think so.
let him tell me about Sugar Hill. Tell me about Sugar Hill, because, see, I don't get to hear enough about that often enough. You know, everybody thinks that Sugar Hill starts with the hip-hop group, but there's actually a Sugar Hill. What was it like musically in Sugar Hill, since we heard a little bit about Harlem? And you tell us about Sugar Hill.
Well, Sugar Hill is a section of Harlem.
Okay. You know you ain't talking
to
nobody from New York.
That's where Sugar Hill came from. It's a section of Harlem that was very well known in the 30s and 40s, because Duke Ellington lived there, Count Basie lived there, you know, a lot of the top musicians of the time lived in that area. Mm. Like, actually, Leroy lived in one of the buildings, 409 Edgecombe, which was very famous for the people who lived there. So Sugar Hill was just a section, and it was like, you know, like the supposedly the ritzy people, not while I was there, because, you know, we was, that was still Harlem, but earlier, before I was born, that was like
supposed to be. Hadn't been gentrified yet, huh?
No, it was definitely not gentrified then. I went to the Valley and I met the guys and they invited me to be with them and I was really happy. I was the youngest member. I mean, we're all the same age right now, but I was the youngest member and I was very proud to be invited to sing with them because, you know, they had done talent shows, they had done performances with other people, and it had always been my dream to be a singer also. So when they invited me to join, I jumped on it. And luckily for me, I think we got our contract, like a month and a half later? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was... I don't know if we had gotten the contract yet, but we were in the studio down at Sigma Sound Studios within like 2 months, a month and a half, 2 months to the time that you joined. And a month after that, a month and a half after that, we got our first contract with Perception Today Records.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about the business of being in the music industry. You know, Marsha Thompson has this thing, 90% business, 10% show. And earlier you all mentioned that you were, you sang Here I Go Again by Smokey Robinson and, you know, kind of illustrated some of the songs that you cut your teeth on. So tell us, what does it take and what did it take for you to compete in that time? And who did you most emulate when it came to, you know, class and stage presence and dress and showmanship and all of that?
That's easy.
Okay.
We emulated mostly the Delphonics. That was one of our favorite groups of all time. It was a song that, it was a Delphonic song that Patrick heard us singing over the phone when he heard us for that rehearsal that he missed. He was unable to attend. We were singing Can You Remember by the Delphonics. And the Delphonics was one of our very, very favorite groups. My mom's cousin, Tom Bell, was their producer. So I was enamored with his work and his music. And just the voice of William Hart, also known as Poochie, he just had such a wonderful voice. So when I was looking for songs to learn to sing, I would learn his songs. So one of the top groups that we tried to emulate and tried to follow, and we were blessed to become very, very good friends with them after we entered the business officially.
Amen.
And it was
Amen.
Interesting that
speaking of songs, but go ahead. We're going to hear a song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to take a little song break. Go ahead and comment.
Okay. Now, I was going to say it was just interesting that when I came into the group, that all three of us had this same affection for the Delphonic sound because we patterned ourselves after the sound and also our stage presence. The only difference was we had our own unique idea on how to dress. But interestingly enough, they followed us in that respect. They went to the same people who made our uniforms after they saw our uniforms and got the same uniforms made.
All right now. Wait, did you hear that though, Marsha Thompson? That's saying a lot right there that you influenced the Delphonics to dress the way they dress. Come on now.
I think the Starlights kind of went to our persons too. They had some uniforms like ours also.
It was similar, yeah. The first person that we saw wearing the clothes from the tailor that we started using, it was a couple of very talented tailors out of Brooklyn. They call themselves Black Opposites too. And we were performing at the Apollo once, and the DJ from WWRL, Hank Spann, had on a knit suit with these colorful patches all around it. And we talked to Hank Spann, and he's the one that actually gave us the information for the tailor. So Hank Spann influenced us, and, you know, and other people follow suit. Matter of fact, I just put up a picture on our Facebook page, Black Ivory, of our band, Soul Severs, and they're all wearing uniforms from Black Opposite 2. And I was so happy to just get that picture last weekend when we ran into a person that used to be part of our entourage, Rodney Peartree. He then texted me a picture of the band that we hadn't seen in years.
Well, Hank Spann,
all right,
Hank
now.
Hank Spann used to look like Black Ivory when he dressed.
Well, actually, we were looking like him because we got the idea from him.
Yeah, we worked his tailor. We packed his tailor. Other Black Opposites,
yeah,
too, was they were really,
yeah,
and I can't stress how talented they were, because after we presented their clothing in the Delphonics and other groups were starting to pick it up, that style of dress became a big deal in New York for a long time. A lot of people would go to House of Black Opposites to get those unique outfits, because every single outfit they did was just completely unique and a completely apart from what everybody else was wearing. So there was
Hank Spann was a very close friend of mine. He came out of New Orleans, and we sent him up to New York City to be at WWRL. Back in the day. Now, you know how many years that's been. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wore, remember Hank Spann had the long sideburns like Squirrel and Stewart?
All right.
Hair and the long sideburns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Stewart,
all right,
well,
we're
going to
take a... Stuart, he said he'd take you all the way back.
I said, Stuart, I'm going to take you back.
Absolutely.
And took me back, too, because I started thinking about those movies back in the day with the afros and the long sideburns. I forget who that was in some of those movies besides Shaft and all of that. But listen, we're going to come on now. There you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break and let our listeners know that they are tuned in live to Tribe Family Channel Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shine Lights. And we are listening to or having a discussion with Black Ivory. This show is produced by Daisy Brown, sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and, of course, created by yours truly, Beverly Black. And it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. So we'll be back to talk some music right after this.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. Mm-hmm. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Undone.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shalites featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shalites have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now, here's a brand new book.
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group. The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were a force to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Welcome back to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights. I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music, and I'd like to announce once again that the Soul School Music Memoirs of Marshall Thompson will be dropping May 2nd, 2020 to commemorate our fourth anniversary of Soul School Music live on Tribe Family Channel. So we will definitely keep you posted leading up to that. Everything is in compilation mode, and we are so honored that this show guest will also be included in that. So continue to listen to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. You can log on and follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And the book will be coming out of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. Our parent company is Gumbo for the Soul International.com. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand, as is Soul School Music. And speaking of Soul School Music, that's just what we're about to get to. Some music. So somebody set this song up for us. This is the extended version. So get ready to take a break. Go and have your tea warmed up and do whatever you have to do as you listen. And remember, your background sounds are captured because we are live. But who would like to set up this song, you and I?
Okay, well, this is Stuart Bascom. I'm going to set it up because Leroy had to, his phone was dying, so he has to call back on another number. Jay-Z, I text you the number that Leroy is going to call back so you can open it up for the phone line.
Okay, thank you.
But anyway,
okay, thank you.
You and I is a song that Leroy originally wrote and took to the record company. We had already been signed to Perception Today Records. We had already released our first record, Don't Turn Around. And so now it was time for us to start preparing to assemble material to do an album. And Leroy wrote a song called You and I. The record company liked it, but they felt that some of the lyrics needed to be changed. And I happened to be up in the record company office that day that they made the decision. So I was there, and I happened to be in a very, very
creative
for my young age, 17, relationship. And that relationship really inspired the lyrics that I wrote. And so I added two verses to the song. And one, I think the middle verse was Leroy's original verse for the song, and as was the bridge. One of the things that we hadn't mentioned before when you asked about our influence in terms of music and becoming successful was the genius of Patrick Adams, who was a brilliant musician, brilliant songwriter. He believed in us, but also he believed in music. Great arranger, and he had taken us into the studio at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia to record our first single, Don't Turn Around, and the B-side, which was I Keep Asking You Questions. But so Patrick's brilliant arrangement on You and I can be heard, especially in this extended version. And as you mentioned earlier in the introduction, Larry Blackman, who was also a Harlemite and friend of ours, he plays drums on it. And when you listen to the original recording, I hope you have the original extended version of it, because there was another later version that appeared on an album called Then and Now, which isn't the exact same mix. But if you have the original mix, it's really a brilliant piece of work.
That's mixed, listen.
Classic.
All right. Well, you can tell us which one we have right after we hear it right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Black Ivory, You and I.
You and I,
absolutely beautiful Black Ivory, you and I, live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. If you've been enjoying this interview as much as I have, then you'd want to go ahead and follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul, where you can listen to our live archive show. And you can also catch us on social media at soulschoolmusic.org, on Twitter, That's Soul School Music. And of course, Tribe Family Channel is on facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. Gumbo for the Soul International.com is our parent company. And you can catch up with the Shy Lights at www.chi-lites.info. You know they stay on tour, and so you definitely want to keep up with their schedule. As far as us, we'll be back next Wednesday, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Am I right about that, Daisy Brown?
That's correct. Got a big
and
one
we'll
coming next week.
That's right. We're like Red Fox. It's the big one.
Super birthday bashful for MT. Dr. Marshall Thompson, or should I say Professor Marshall Thompson?
The Godfather, y'all, the Godfather. And Godfather, speaking of your birthday, I know you got some things going on. Before we hear some more music from Black Ivory, I'll Find a Way, and their first hit, Don't Turn Around. And remember, they are going to clarify if that was the extended version that was the first release or the second release. But first, Godfather, you've got a birthday bash coming up. Where are you going to be August 24th?
I'm going to be in Chicago in Dalton, Illinois. They're having a blast out there for me. Everybody's coming in. We got so many people will be in there. Heat Wave will be performing for me. And, of course, many, many more artists is coming in for it.
All right now. Y'all mentioning a lot of my favorite groups. You know, I got these 45 vinyls, and I got them autographed. I got the Shy Lights autographed. I got Heat Wave autographed. I got the Moments autographed by Ray Goodman and Brown. How about that? But now, right after your birthday, August 24th, we got Daisy Brown's show, her season 3 of Call to Serve Military Radio Show will be premiering, so you definitely want to tune right back in at the same Tribe Family Channel time and number to hear Call to Serve, and she's got special guests lined up for this special season 3. Now, Black Ivory, Leroy.
Yes.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Russell. We have enjoyed you so much. We have enjoyed you so much. We're going to go out and have a quick round table about business. 90% business, 10% show. Marshall Thompson's going to close it out. We're going to hear your music, but clarify which version was you and I, first of all, clarify that. Secondly,
That was the right version.
That was it? All right, cool.
That was absolutely the right version. I can tell from the very intro, just the way that it was mixed in, that was the correct version.
Well, see, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, that's why she's the Queen of Diamonds. When she produces what? The right version. So we want to thank you for being her guest, our guest, Marshall Thompson's guest, and tell us what's up next for Black Ivory. I've been seeing the posters. I see Van Silk promoting Black Ivory a lot, and you know, he actually rang my phone at about 12:30 a.m. last night. I said he must be out of his mind, so I called him today to see what was up. You know, I said, oh, he must see my flyer.
Okay,
you know,
go
ahead and give us the rundown.
I'm going to run through it real quick so the other guys can get on. On Sunday, September 8th, 2019, the National R&B Music Society will be holding its Black Tie Gala. Then there's an award ceremony, and they'll be honoring Black Ivy for our 50th anniversary. On October 26th, we'll be appearing at Mist in Harlem on 116th Street. On Sunday, November 16th, we'll be at the Royal Theater, third annual reunion at the Patapsco Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. Saturday, November 23rd, we'll be at Forest Gate Country Club in Monroe Township, New Jersey. On Saturday, December 14th, we'll be at the Sheraton Sand Key Hotel in Tampa Bay, in Tampa, Florida. And on Saturday, April 4th, we'll be at John Addison Concert Hall, Harmony Hall Arts Regional Center, and that's in Fort Washington, Maryland. We'd also like to let everybody know that we have a Facebook page. We have a website called blackivory.com, and we also have released our seventh album in 2011, which is called Continuum, and that's available on blackivory.com, on Facebook, on iTunes, on CD Baby, on Amazon.com, and I'm going to hand it off to Leroy and Russell now.
Just to continue with what Stuart said, as this is our 50th anniversary, and we are blessed to still be together.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And still the three original members that started the group. So on all of the sites that Stuart mentioned, we are selling our commemorative Black Ivory 50th anniversary T-shirts that we would love to share with anybody who's interested. It's pretty cool looking. It's got our picture on it and some Black Ivory and stuff. So go to any one of our sites on Facebook, myself, Leroy Burgess, Russell Patterson, Stuart Bascom, or the Black Ivory page or the Black Ivory Facebook page. You know, if you'd like to grab one of those up, we'd be very, very happy to share that with you. I want to thank everybody for the blessing and all your support these many, many years. It's a wonderful thing when something that you created 50 years ago is still on the radio, still loved, still moving people. And I just thank everybody for the blessing of their support and their love. I really do appreciate it. God bless y'all. This is Leroy Burgess.
That's wonderful.
Well, God bless you too. And you said a word that is definitely a blessing. And, you know, just continue to bask in the honor and congratulations to all of you once again. And now we have one last member to hear from.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I really wanted to thank, like Leroy and Stuart said, thank our fans, thank the people that helped us to make the records, that the people who wrote the records. I mean, we wrote a lot ourselves, but other people helped us write. On our bands, yes. But I'd also like to thank Marshall. I mean, you know, you were definitely someone that we looked up to, and you took us under your wing back in the day, and, you know, that made us feel really special. So thank you so much for everything you've done.
And I don't really want to cut you off, Russell. You can continue right after I finish this. But I really want to thank Marshall, because Marshall is the one that put me on to Sound Exchange and helped me get some of this money.
How you gonna do a Kanye West? You can continue after I finish. Hold up, wait a minute. Hold up. This is Beverly Black's house. Hold up. You can't Kanye West nobody up in this house.
But
I'm gonna let you finish. Go ahead.
But for real, that's some real stuff, because this is putting money in each of our pockets now, and maybe if it wasn't for Marshall telling us about it, we wouldn't have been getting it so soon. So thank you very much, Marshall, for that.
Yes, thank you so much.
Appreciate that. You know, I wouldn't do it, but you're a great group, man, and you have a great lady there, Ron Stewart, Vanessa, the R&B Rhythm and Association Foundation, done a wonderful job.
Oh, man, it's the R&B, National
going.
R&B. It's
yeah,
the
I
National
mean,
R&B Music
job.
Society.
Right, doing a great job. Great job.
Yes, yes,
talk,
yes.
Now, listen, before...
And it's happening.
Amen. Now, before we get out of here, I want to make sure my queen, Daisy Brown, doesn't have any final thoughts or questions or comments. You know, y'all are all up in her house. I heard y'all mention Baltimore twice. Y'all coming around Baltimore? Did y'all ask Miss Brown?
They are welcome in my town. They are welcome. Matter of fact, I look forward to it. Expect my name at the door. I want to knock my name at the door.
That's right. Put it down for two comp. Put it down for two comp tickets.
Yeah.
Somebody put on a guest list, please.
I got it locked in.
I know that's right. Well, they're coming through Baltimore pretty tough. I heard them mention Daisy Brown's town twice. But, you know, it's all in fun and love. You all definitely have been enjoying 50 solid years. And, Daisy, did you have any other words and comments and thoughts?
I just want to thank them so very much for so graciously coming on with us tonight, because we are family. And this is definitely a good family month. We've got Marshall's birthday coming up, and you all can feel free to call in next week to wish him a happy birthday if you'd like. Same time, same station, same number, same everything. Just another 7 days away. And I will...
The
same
family.
That's right. So we look forward to celebrating his birthday. He's got the big double numbers coming up. And he's wearing very well. And I want to thank God for him as well. So thank you guys so much. God bless you. As you celebrate 50 years, I've got almost 50 with Marshall, so I know what that feels like. May
That's
God
great.
Continue to bless you guys. Thank you.
Oh,
and keep
you
it,
too. Thank you.
Keep on trucking.
All right, now, and congratulations to you as well, Queen. Congratulations once again, Black Ivory. The godfather of vocal groups, Marshall Thompson, is coming up on 61 years at the beginning of 2020. He's going to be letting everybody have it. His music is being downloaded. He had 10,000 downloads yesterday, and we're celebrating, I'm sure, it's even more today. Like Daisy said, his birthday is coming up August 24th. However, we are celebrating a week from today on his program, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Life. Now, he has sustained this business because of a certain equation, and he's going to close the show with that note, 90% business, 10% show. Godfather, let them know.
Well, they all know. They all know you're born with talent. Everybody is born with talent. What kind of talent you have, who knows? But one thing for sure is only 10% show, 90% business. That's why you got the sound exchange happening today. If you stay up on that 90%, you're going to be all right. Just stick with that 90% business, 10% show, and move on to the next level. God bless you.
Thank you,
God
Vanessa.
Bless you. And good night, everyone. Thank you, everyone. And again, you have been tuned in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. www.chi-lites.org or
soulschoolmusic.org.
.info. Let's say it again. www.chi-lites.info. Keep up with his tour schedule. And for his radio show, soulschoolmusic.org. You got that? That's why we got Daisy Brown, the queen, always holding it down. We want to thank you once again, queen. God bless you, Godfather, and thank you once again, Black Ivory. And we're going out with I'll Find a Way and Don't Turn Around. And before we head out, tell us about the first song. Set up the songs, and we're going to play them as soon as you release us. I'll Find a Way and Don't Turn Around. Set up the songs, and we're going to take it on out. Come on,
Somebody
Story.
Know. You wrestle.
Everybody pointing at each other. You
we
want me to read?
We waiting for Russell.
We waiting for Russell.
Russell, tell me about I'll Find a Way.
I'll Find a Way.
Uh-huh.
Who wrote that? I forgot.
You forgot? Okay, well, let's move on.
Wait, no, he's joking. He's joking. We wrote that along with Patrick Adams. Okay? I'll Find a Way was written by Patrick Adams. He came up with the idea that we all got together around that old piano and helped develop the lyrics and the storyline and so forth and so on. Don't Turn Around, however, was Patrick's own composition, something that he wrote specifically for us in the genre of, as Stuart and Russell said, the Philadelphia genre that we loved so much. And it was so cool that we were able to actually go to Philadelphia, record it at Sigma Sound Studio with some of the members of the group that would become MFSB and have that cool Philly sound, merging in how New York sound with the Philly sound. And that's what started it all. So that's the story of those two songs.
But the interesting thing about Don't Turn Around is one of the interesting things about Don't Turn Around is the line, "You always said you'd be my fool," which at that time was kind of controversial for a male group to say about a woman. But people like it today, though.
He said people like it today. Yeah, that's because we live long enough to know how to be a fool in love, okay? Just like with
that's
the spinners,
right, right.
It takes a fool to learn.
Takes
you know, you
to
it
learn.
Take a fool
that's
to
right.
learn. You got to live long enough to learn how to be a fool for love, and that, baby, I love
that's,
you. Lenny Williams, he'll tell you best, you know. Oh, my gosh, come on now, y'all. But we're going to, he said, don't turn around. He said, people like it
thank
now.
Thank you for saving me.
Well, like I said, that's a lot better than the other ones they're using. I'd love to be a fool in there than some of those other ones.
Well, we are going to listen to these songs. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you for the time together. And thank you for the music. Thank you for 50 years and continued success. And you're always welcome back to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tri Family Channel.
So
good night.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's my honor. I couldn't do it without Marshall Thompson of the Shy Life. He didn't know me from a can of peas. And he said yes, because, see, I reached for high-hanging fruit. I said, I want a radio show, and I want a sidekick with him. He said, okay. He said, long as I don't bring on no Amos and Andys. So guess what? You're neither Amos nor Andy, and for that, you should feel honored.
All right.
Now, we're going on out of here, y'all. So y'all have a blessed, pleasant rest of your evening. We're going out with I'll Find a Way, and then Don't Turn Around. And believe me, don't turn around. There's more ahead of you live on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Godfather.
All right. Good night, you all. Good show.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Gotta show you the way, gotta show you the way.